Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence with us. Take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for guidance. Heavenly Father, in You we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray You so to guide and govern us by Your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life we may not forget You, but may remember that we are ever walking in Your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, as I read Your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that You lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that You would draw near and meet with me and lead me into Your kingdom today. Ezra chapter 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and He has charged me to build Him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all His people, may His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. And let each survivor, in whatever place he sojourns, be assisted by the men of his place, with silver and gold, with goods and with beasts, besides freewill offerings for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. Then arose up the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose spirit God had stirred to go to rebuild the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem. And all who were about them aided them with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, with beasts, and with costly wares, besides all that was freely offered. Cyrus the king also brought out the vessels of the house of the Lord that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and placed in the house of his gods. Cyrus, king of Persia, brought these out in the charge of Mithridat, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this was the number of them: 30 basins of gold, 1,000 basins of silver, 29 censers, 30 bowls of gold, 410 bowls of silver, and 1,000 other vessels. The vessels of gold and silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up when the exiles were brought up from Babylonia to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on the scripture, I'm in awe of how God stirs up, directs, leads the hearts and the minds of all people. Rulers and judges, business owners and workers, whole families and individuals, God stirs the hearts of all people, no matter their culture, race, background, heritage, experiences, or even position within society. God stirs the hearts and minds and wills of people to bring about the fulfillment of his word for the blessing and redemption of the world. Two times in this passage of Ezra chapter 1 do we see God, quote, stirring the spirit of people. The first time in verse 1, the Lord stirred the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia, so that he not only released the people of Israel to go back to Jerusalem, but he encouraged the people to go, and even went beyond that and abundantly provided for the people all the needed supplies for their journey, as well as for the work of rebuilding the temple. The second time we see God stirring the spirit of people is in verse 5, which says that God stirred up the people to go back to Jerusalem. These are people who have been in a foreign land for over 50 years. They've settled there, made lives there, had children, died there. Now they're able to move back to their homeland, the place of their generational history. What are they going to do? Well, we know some stay and some go. Some stay now, but then decide to go 20 years later. The point, though, that I'm making is that these decisions, this generosity, the sacrifices people made to go were all directed by the Lord's stirring up their spirit. God can and does what people think is impossible. My favorite thing is to hear people's story of faith and hear the moments when they told God, never. And then years later, the Lord stirs up their spirit and they end up doing something in obedience with great joy and in God's power. We don't know how God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, and the text doesn't tell us how the people were stirred up. But we know one way for sure that God stirs up the spirit of people is by the reading of his word. God's words stir up life and creativity. They break down strongholds. They cut to the heart. Ultimately, Jesus, as God's word made flesh, stirs up our spirit and brings life and fullness and joy. So my question and reflection for you today is this. What has the Lord been stirring up in your spirit recently? Let's pay attention and discern how God may be directing us. Here's the question again. What has the Lord been stirring up in your spirit recently? Lord, thanks that as Proverbs would say, you're the one who leads the hearts and the wills of men. All of our inclinations, all of our desires, all the things that we look to, Lord, that you are the one who has overarching control over our mind, our will, our heart, our desires. Lord, we want to submit those to you. We want to give those to you and be informed by you in those things. Lord, thank you that you can use a pagan king. You can stir up his spirit to fulfill your will, to fulfill what you're doing in the earth, to bring blessing to all peoples. Lord, I pray that you would do that for our president. I pray that you would do that for our nation, our country, Lord, that you would stir up the heart of people to seek you and to find you. Lord, I pray for us as your church, that we would be people who are sensitive to your spirit stirring us up. Lord, I pray for anything that you've stirred up in us even over the last few minutes, and just pray, Lord, that you would give us courage, you would give us boldness to step into those things and walk in obedience to you, that you are stirring and moving in us so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.